This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight. I sat down with Francesca Bucci, a BFA acting major and a senior here at Southeast Missouri State University, who has come back to talk with us about her many achievements in sketch comedy. So, what have you been up to since we've last had you on?
Since my last SEMO Spotlight, I've been working on quite a few things. Last fall, I directed Tony and Tina's Wedding, a play that was part improv, part scripted at the River Campus, which was really a great project to work on. It was really fun to show a lot of people how to improvise with a partial script. And then since then, I also became Southeast Woman of the Year, which was a grand accomplishment and lots of fun to have that sash and represent the Southeast community. And, you know, I'm currently in The Wolves Play, which is on River Campus. It'll be opening April 22nd through May 2nd. It's about an all-female soccer team, and we're just going to be pretty much playing soccer and talking for about 90 minutes. And so we've begun trainings for that, and we'll begin rehearsals March 1st. It's going to be a really fun project. I always tell people that I chose Southeast because I'm able to focus on my training without getting away from it. I've had friends that go to those like crazy schools in Chicago and New York, and their foot is like half in the door of training and half out of the door trying to be in the real world. And then they end up dropping out, or they end up not focusing fully on their training because they just want to be in the real world already. But coming to CAPE and being at SEMO, I can focus on my training, be a part of that, and then when we're not in school, focus on being in the real world and get into that life. Spork Nation is awesome. It's a sketch comedy group I created with other SEMO students my sophomore year, so 2 years ago. And just recently we went up and did our sixth show in Chicago, which is awesome. We were in Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival for the second year in a row. You know, we're trying to build up getting those good time slots. But this year we had a really, really good audience. We're constantly creating new material. And we had a lot of other performers that we admire that we were watching all weekend being like, wow, they're so good. And they came and saw our show, which was really awesome. And, you know, it's just such a great experience for us to be able to travel up to Chicago and do these shows with other professionals that are already in the profession. It's kind of giving us a jump start so that when we do graduate, we already have been there for a couple of years. We've already done a couple of shows. And so, you know, whenever we're back at school, we're writing, we're constantly trying to do stuff. And so before I graduate, we're trying to do one last show in CAPE because eventually I want Spork Nation to all move up to Chicago and not stay here once we all graduate. It's kind of like a migration up to the big city. I also am part of Dramatically Incorrect Improv Group, and we like to do a show the second Tuesday of every month, which we do in Armando Diaz format, which I've learned through classes at Second City and improv classes that I took when I was out in LA for an acting school. And it's really just a monologuist that comes in and has three different portions, and then we improvise based off of their stories. And so we like to bring in a new person and talk about their life or what they've experienced, and then we improvise based off of it. It's a really fun time. So I was a marketing and design intern at Stage 773 in Chicago over the summer, and that was such a learning experience for me. I mean, the biggest project that we did, which was at the end of the summer, in fact, was the Chicago Women's Funny Festival, which Spork Nation also performed at for 2 years in a row. But I was doing a lot of the promotional materials, and a lot of, like, my biggest project was helping design and create all the badges for all the performers, all the ticket buyers that bought festival passes or daily passes, all the press passes, all the VIP passes, all the staff passes, all the volunteer passes, everything. And I was laminating all of them, and it was such a long process, but it was so fun, and I learned a lot with Adobe Creative Cloud, which that goes in. I'm also a public relations major, and, you know, thank God for Sarah Kavanaugh's strategic production class, because I was able to keep up and really stretch my creative side while taking in my PR side and really get to do that with a theater, which I think would be something that I'd like to do also after I leave SEMO, is public relations in a theater setting, so that I'm still getting both the sides of my acting side with my public relations side. Oh, I have a current public relations internship with Women Who Cause a Ruckus in Cape Girardeau. They're two women who are trying to cause a ruckus with other businesses and just take, you know, what they do now and how can they revamp it and make it more of a robust campaign for other companies. And they're like also motivational speakers, and they're just the greatest, really the coolest people to work with. And so I'm doing a lot of branding and public relations work with them so that they can have a uniform look, because they're more of a newer company, so that they can have a more uniform look after I leave here. Overall, since I'm graduating in May, I've really just had a time to look back at how long I've been at SEMO and how much I've learned here and how much I've experienced, and that I'm just really ready to go into the real world because I've really focused on my training and who I want to be and who I can be in my career because of all of my classes and the people and the teachers from SEMO.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. You can check out more SEMO Spotlight podcasts at krcu.org.